Tess Eor, Tuesday the 28th of April, Rabbi Yaakov Rabin. Is every Jew your brother in Halacha?
Good morning, Rabbi Isai. I recently had a very uncanny experience occur. This Shabbos, I came up to a shul in the afternoon, and it happened that the door was locked. I turned to the non-Jewish security guard, who directed me to the correct door to go in, and I said to him, the door seems to be locked. So what did the security guard respond? He said, it has a code. Ask one of your brothers. So, did you hear that? One of your brothers, as if he knew I was going to speak about this in the Torah way in just a few days' time.
It was English.
It was English? I couldn't tell. One of those foreign countries. But anyway, what exactly makes me your brother? What defines me as your brother? If I were to then have gone towards the shul, and I would have had, chas v'sholom, a punk haircut, not that there's much to make punk, but if I would have been wearing an earring, chas v'sholom, and the clothing to match, do you think that security guard might have also referred to me as one of the brothers? Perhaps. Yes, that's a story. That's what we're going to talk about today. So this term, brother, or achicha, as it's often referred to in the Torah, is appearing throughout many, many mitzvahs. And we find the term achicha by the mitzvah of tzedakah in the Sefer HaYireim. The Sefer HaYireim is written by Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz, one of the Bali Teisvis, and he writes as follows regarding this mitzvah. He writes, V'imhu avaryon b'mezid, if he is a wicked person, b'mezid, he intentionally does averus, b'achas mikol mitzvah ha'asuras b'teirah, just one mitzvah from the Torah, v'loy osa tshuva, and he didn't do tshuva on that, einay mechuyiv. A person is not mechuyiv to give tzedakah to this Jew. Not to sustain him, not to lend him money. Dichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, v'chei achicha. The pasuk says your brother should live with you. And lemais, we also find b'avlaksiv me'achad achecha. Also, the term achicha is used as well over there. So we find a very interesting thing. Lemaisa, he goes on to explain what made him become pasul. He writes like this. V'kivin sh'over b'mezid yotzam mechlal achua. He's gone out of the klal of being what's called your brother. Do achua b'mitzvahs bo'inen. Lemaisa, we require what's known as achua b'mitzvahs. He's your brother in mitzvahs. Doing mitzvah performance. That is what defines l'chora, a brother, l'fi the Sefer HaYireim. There are a number of questions which come up in Shas, which could be asked on the Yireim. One of them is a question raised from the Gemara in Avodah Zorah. The Gemara in Avodah Zorah brings down that there was a certain Tana, a certain Amora Rebbe Avohu, who came and brought a brisa before Rebbe Yochanan. I'll read you out the Gemara and then I'll explain what we see from this. Tani Rabbi Avohu kameid Rabbi Yochanan. He read him a brisa to try it out for size and see what Rabbi Yochanan would say. Would he addend it? Would he change it? As follows. Ho'oyitei koichovim v'royei behema daka. The oyitei koichovim we're talking about from the Shiva Saminim. Obviously, if a Yid did a Avodah Zorah, he's chayav misa. We're talking about from the Shiva Saminim, Shiva Amim, excuse me, in Eretz Yisrael, at a time when Yisrael is tekifa. At a time when Klal Yisrael has the upper hand and they had control over society, that they were able to regulate the society, that there shouldn't be evildoers. V'roye behema, and also roye behema, daka, those who would graze sheep and the like, and they were known to be gazlanim because they weren't careful on gezel, they would bring the sheep into other people's fields with very often on a regular basis. So such people, the Brisa says, loy malin v'loy moridin. We don't lift them up. If they happen to be in a situation where they fall into a pit or something to that effect, where their life is in danger, loy malin, we don't lift them up, we don't save their lives, v'loy moridin, and we also don't lower them into the pit. Aval, there's a worse group, aval haminim, let's say the heretics, v'hamoisris, those who would give over to the authorities, Jewish people, v'hamumrim, people who are heretics, that are mumer, that they're mamish, that they've become stuck to, they've given up on a certain mitzvah regularly on a constant basis, These people, Moiridin. They were Moiridin. They would actually, yes, if they had the opportunity to bump into somebody and see that he falls into a pit, they would do it. Veloy Malin. And they would not save them. So, Rabbi Yochanan heard the Braisa, and what did he say? He said, Amale, Ani Shoyne, I learned the following Braisa. A drasha on a pasuk by a Shavas Aveda. The pasuk says, L'chol Aveda Sachicha. And what's the lashon of chol? It's an extra word. We know it'd be chol. The every loss of your brother. What's that coming to include? That chol? L'rabbi says a mumer. It comes to tell me that if you, a mumer has lost an object, there's a mitzvah to return even to a mumer. Va'at amrit, and you say, Moiridin? We actually are going to make sure to lower them into the pit to kill them, to see that they get killed? How could it be if we're going to be concerned with saving the lost article of a mumer? So surely, we should definitely not be killing them off. So the Gemara concludes, Samin mikan mumer. Just take out from here mumer. Obviously, Rabbi Yochanan says, the lashon of mumer in that second group can't exist. It can't be there. That's what we see lemaisa from here. Now, basically what it boils down to is there are two categories of people who are not on Hashem's good list. The first one is, like we say, the akum veroye behema. These are the people who are grazing. They're animals on the fields, and of course the avodah zarah people. These people, we don't lower them down to the pit. This is to sum up, because we're going to be coming across these categories again and again. Ein malin vein moiridin. We don't lower them to the pit, but we don't save them as well. But then the worst people are those mumrim. What do we see, though, from Rabbi Yochanan? We see from Rabbi Yochanan, the latter group, obviously, which included mumrim, it can't be so that a mumer is going to be included in that category. But we see that because Rabbi Yochanan obviously is showing us the mumer, he can't be any better off than the roe behema. The roe behema, obviously, this is a person we don't kill, but on the other hand, he's from that first group of people, the roe behema, like the people, the Shiva Sa'amim, that would do avodah zarah, we won't save them. So it seems that l'chora, there is an iser to save them. So we don't save them. But what do you see? The Sefer Yireim, nonetheless, is coming out very schwer. Because he says that even if we have a mumer, despite the fact that he's transgressing the Torah b'mezid, funny enough, the Braisa, which Rabbi Yochanan brings down, shows us when it comes to a Shavas Aveda, we have to look out for his financial well-being. If we're looking out for his financial well-being and giving back lost objects to him, so then it's a problem, l'chora, we should also be looking out for his financial well-being if he's poor. Why not give tzedakah as well? And the Sefer Yireim explicitly said he doesn't get tzedakah. He's pater from receiving tzedakah. So that, l'chora, is a question which the Yireim asked on himself. And interestingly enough, he brings a simple answer, which says that could very well be the Torah, when it comes to a Shavas Aveda specifically, is telling us there's a Gezeiras HaKasuv. Only by Hashavas Aveda alone. But when it comes to tzedakah, or saving the life of a mumer, somebody who's going to be over on one mitzvah, a mumer l'teyavo, and obviously, let's make it clear, not somebody who is a mumer l'hachis, the person who intentionally wants to, he has an option of eating kosher meat, non-kosher, and he chooses the non-kosher, that's obviously, I mean, that's a different category. But the mumer l'teyavo, that person, it still comes out, l'fi l'riyareim, that we're not allowed to save his life, nor can we give him tzedakah. There's another question which can be brought, which actually the Yireim brings on himself as well. A Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Mem Zayin. The Gemara brings down that Rav Ami wanted to save, he had a hava mina to save, a known mumer l'teyovin, a person who was stuck to a certain mitzvah, a veira rather, and he was going to be sold off to cannibals that were going to eat him for shalashus. And Lamaisa, when Rav Ami was told that this was not a mumer l'teyavayin, but rather a mumer l'hachis, so what did he do? He changed his mind, and he stopped helping. But what do you see from here? Rav Ami, unlike the Yireim who would have forbid saving the life of a mumer l'teyavayin, Rav Ami had a very strong havamina to save his life, until he found out how evil he was. He was a mumer l'hachis. So how do we explain, l'chora, what's going on? So to this, the Yireim answered that Rav Ami was not doing the mitzvah of pidyon shvuim, saving the life of that mumer l'teyavayin, because he held it was a mamish achiyuv. He was acting lifnim mishur as a din. But what comes out is that to say that one is chayiv to do it, no. The Urim says no, that's not true. But if one wishes, one would be allowed to save a mumer l'teyavayin. But you should pay attention, though, and remember that something comes out very, very strange, l'chor l'fi l'yireim. There's a difficulty. Because the Sefer HaYireim, he, if you recall, we had the first category of two people lumped together. Akum, those who are worshipping Avodah Zorah, from the Shiva Sa'amim, and Roye Behema. And he, the Yireim, equated a mumer l'teyavayin, someone who is transgressing, b'meizid, even one mitzvah, he falls into that category. And it comes out now, he's saying, interestingly enough, that to say that the mumer l'teyavayin, just like the Roye Behema, Rav Ami was allowed to save, but he didn't have a chiyuv to save, means that the definition of, when it says, ein malin, we don't pick them up from the pit, is different by two of the same people in that group, of Akum and Roye Behema. Because the Gemara says, by Akum, those who are the Avodah Zorah, it's mamash an iser to save them if they fall into a pit. Obviously, of course, Shalom Malchus and things like that, it's a different story in our day and age. But it was a clear iser to save the Akum, but the Roye Behema, who's in that same category, it's not usser. It comes out, it's not just not mechuyev. So that is a shverkite, l'chor on the Yireim, which he himself agrees, he blige shver. There's one more question which could be raised on the Yireim, is that he himself, the Yireim, says he heard from his Rebbeim, these are other Bali Tosfos, you realize, big people, that there is no issur to lend money with interest, ribis, to an avayan b'mezid. Avayan is someone who's, again, doing mitzvahs, doing aveiros, mamish, willfully, and to not lend, to be able to say there's no issur of lending with ribis is shver, because this is a big challenge. Why? Because we find that the word achicha also is written by the Aveira, the prohibition of interest, of ribis. So here too, what does the Yireim say? He answers as follows, that basically, just like we found, we had a gezeira shava by a shava saveda, which told us we are commanded to look after the property of this mumer, l'teyavai. We have to look after his property. So since the Gemara in Ezuneshech compares ribis to gezel, it's akin to theft. Therefore, we would also be warned as well not to lend with ribis. So, we find the Yireim, he goes through other mitzvahs, just to maybe mention one or two others, just that you appreciate his shita. When it goes on in the Torah, when the Torah warns us, leisis nesachicha bilavavecha, not to hate your fellow Jew in your heart, so, obviously, he goes and says, of course, this would exclude if you have a mumer, l'teyavan, somebody who's called a Russia, such a person, there would be no prohibition. Similarly, by Einoas Devarim as well, the word ach is used there. And if ever, if somebody would be needing, why I don't know, but if somebody would need to speak offensively to a person who even transgressed just one time b'mezid, an aveira, you would be allowed to do that. So much so that the Yireim says that if a person were to openly insult you and would hurt your feelings, thereby being over on Einoas Devarim, if he disregards the mitzvah of Einoas Devarim, so on that mitzvah, on that alone, he's become already an Avarian. He's already become a mumer by going ahead and transgressing that. And therefore, you'd be allowed to answer him in a sharp manner as well. But with regards to one more thing we'll just mention, Choshen Mishpat Kedinim, Prikavit Te'ina, unloading or loading up the boot of your fellow man's donkey. So despite the fact that the Torah there writes also, Leisir Shor Achicha, mentioning, of course, your brother, we would suspect that, of course, that maybe besides the possible Kiddush Hashem to help out, there shouldn't be any obligation to help out, a mumer l'teyavayin, when it comes to unloading and so on. But nonetheless, the Yireim learns out, so too, by just like we have the Gezeiros HaKasav, the Kol Avedas Achicha, to prohibit ribis, so too here, he wants to say that we are mechuyiv to look after the money of even a mumer l'teyavayin. So, if we have to summarize, basically what it comes out is The Uraim has defined the word ach, your brother, as somebody who is achua b'mitzvahs. He is a mitzvah performer. But, lemaisa, we see that if a person were to just go out and do even one aveira, just one time, b'mezi, obviously not lahachis, and not do tshuva on that, he gets out of the category. However, one thing that we should point out is that we do find, with regards to Hashavas Aveda, other monetary laws, we have a special Gezeiras HaKasuv, which is teaching us from the Lashon Kol Avedas Achicha to include a Mumer. There he has certain privileges, we might say, the Mumer L'Teyavayin, and obviously, but to do that, we should realize one thing. Even to get those financial privileges that a brother deserves, even the Mumer L'Teyavayin, he has to be nonetheless fulfilling one condition. What's that? He is doing mitzvahs. He hasn't given up the yoke of mitzvahs. That's what comes out. But interestingly enough, if we were to stop and think about for a second now, Lefi the Yireim, what about a Tinuk Shenishbo? A Tinuk Shenishbo, obviously the classic case, a Jewish child who was captured by non-Jews from an early age, right? Far away from any other Yidden, Jews, he has no idea what Judaism's about, what the Torah is about. So of course, he can't be blamed for his lack of mitzvah performance. Obviously, it's not his fault. There's no situation a bigger onus than that. But the Meforshim, in discussing the Yireim, point out that despite the horrible situation, nonetheless, when that child who was raised amongst the Gentiles will grow up and have a life completely empty of mitzvah performance, he has lost that condition of achua b'mitzvahs. And he, therefore, you wouldn't have a mitzvah to say, even the mice of the financial benefits that come to a mumer, l'teyavon, to return his lost article and all that, he's completely lost out. So it would come out to be. I'd like to now mention halacha l'maisa, shifting to the Shulchan Aruch. The Torah in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Tzedakah, Yeridei Simin Reish Nun Aleph, both bring down the Sefer HaYireim, they bring the Yireim, halacha l'maisa, when it comes to tzedakah. And they write explicitly that one is not mechuyev to give someone who is an avaryan b'mezid, one is not mechuyev to give tzedakah to such a person. Obviously, of course, if one wanted lifnim mishuras adin, he could, but the Shulchan Aruch gives a patur straight out for an avaryan b'mezid. However, we find, when we look also a little bit later in Yeridea, we look in Simin Kuf Nun Ches, Sif Aleph. There the mitzvah is discussed of discussing a life. And the Mechaber brings down, of course, that Brisa which was mentioned, which we brought up earlier, from Avodah Zorah, which talked about category number one. You might recall the Akum, the Roye Behema. By the Akum, those idol worshippers from the Shiva Sa'amim, and the Gazlanim, those Roye Behema who are grazing on other people's fields, the Lashon, of course, that we saw was Ein Malin Vein Maridim. We don't save them, and of course, we obviously don't kill them. Now, if I were to just remind you, do you recall the Sefer Yireim, who of course we see the Shulchan Aruch as passing like, the Shulchan Aruch, if he's passing like the Yireim, who else should be added to that list, besides the Akum and Roye Behema? We should be including as well the Mumer L'Teyavayin. Because Lefi the Yireim, he adds on and puts him in the same category. So let's take a look and see who the Shulchan Aruch is discussing in the mitzvah of saving a life. Writes the Shulchan Aruch, Bamed v'am amurim. Who are we talking about? Be Yisroel Balaveres, ve'oimed birishoi. Somebody who is a maisa doing a veris and he stands in his rish, he doesn't do tshuva. V'shoina b'itomi. Kigoin, just like who? Roye Behemadaka. Shapogru Begezel. These people are constantly doing gezel, and they just allow themselves to graze. Vehem holchim, vehem holchim, bival tom. They're going in the evil ways. Aval Yisroel Balaveris. But a Yisroel who's a Balaveris, that sounds like a Mumer L'Teyavayin. She'eno Oimed Virishoy Tomid. He's not always, all the time doing bad. Ela oisa veiris lahanos atzmai. Sounds like a mumer l'teyavayin. Hanos atzmai. Kegoin oichol neveilis l'teyavayin. Mitzvah lahatziloi. What's going on? The Shulchan Aruch, who we see is paskin in Hilchos Tzedakah, clearly like the Yireim. Suddenly, we find the Shulchan Aruch is paskin like the Rambam. Another day altogether. He should have included as well the Mumar LeTeobon as well. What's going on? How do we explain that? And not only that, but we find another difficulty. If we go back and look in Hilchos Tzedakah, in Simen Reish Nun Beis, where the Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins like the Yireim, to potter you from giving tzedakah to a mumar l'teyogayim. So we find that the Sefer Yireim, of course we know what his shita is, but in explaining the Shulchan Aruch who the Yireim goes like, in explaining that very Shulchan Aruch, the Shach defines an avarion as oiver b'mezid kama pe'ami. He has to be oiver b'mezid several times. So we know the Yireim, when we looked at the Lashon before, he said explicitly, im over avera achas, just one avera, only one time that already, in describing Oinoz Devarim, somebody speaks sharply and insults you, he has become a Rasha, according to the Yireim. Such a person is now considered a varyan, and you are allowed to go ahead and say back to him words as well. No prohibition of Oinoz Devarim. So one time's enough. The Shach is explaining the Shulchan Aruch, who we think is going like the Yireim, he should be, if that's what he was saying in Tzedakah, Hilchos Tzedakah. Suddenly he shifts gears and the Shach explains that he means several times. So how do we make sense of this? Who is the Shulchan Aruch be'etzim paskining like? Is he going like the Yireim? Or is he going like the Rambam? Or some other posuk? So I saw a beautiful teretz brought down in a sefer called Kodesh Yisrael, a contemporary. And I got a lot of marmakimus from that sefer, a very, very nice sefer, worth looking at. He mentions a very, very nice teretz as follows. He says that the Shulchan Aruch, be'etzim, he holds of the Yireim, and he doesn't hold of the Yireim. He partially agrees to the Sefer Yireim, meaning as follows. The basic definition of what is called achicha, your brother, he agrees to the aside, achua b'mitzvahs. That's definitely, that is the definition of what a brother is, and therefore, in Hilchos Tzedakah, the Shulchan Aruch straight out paskins just like the Yireim. And he writes it once putter from giving tzedakah to a mumar l'teyobay. But to take the next step and to learn up the sugyas and equate a mumar l'teyobay, somebody who out of pleasure or out of just convenience will transgress one mitzvah, an aveira, one time, to go ahead and to say that he is the equivalent of the Roye Behem Madaka, those Gazlanim who are constantly, day in and day out, transgressing, or the Oyde Koychovim, who are Poshet doing Avayda Zor, to say he's like that we don't save their lives? Azoy Vait, so far? He's not willing to go to Shulchan Aruch on that point. And to that he disagrees, and that's why he paskins Lamaisa like the Rambam, who says that we are actually obligated to save the life of a mumar l'teyobayin, even if he's not only if he's a repeat offense, obviously if he's doing it just one time, and even if he'll be a repeat offender. What's the beauty of this wonderful teretz lechora, which is brought down? I would say two things. First of all, we see that the Yireim himself was a bit doichik when it came to explaining the pshat, the lashon ein malim. We don't lift up, we don't save lemaisa. When it came to two people in the same group, we remember we had the Akum and Roye Behema. Akum, also to save. Mamash, Ein Malin means we are not allowed to. But the Roye Behema, there, it's not, you're just not Mechuyit. It comes out that the definition of Ein Malin in the same category is shifting, which is a difficulty in the Yireim Shita. One potential reason why the Shulchan Aruch may not have paskin fully like the Yireim. And secondly, I think to go ahead and to take that jump and to compare a mumar l'teyobayin, to go ahead and to say that he's mamish as bad as the people who are rei behei medaka, we see that Chazal picked this particular individual from all the avaryanim, from all those people who do wrong. A rei behei medaka is somebody who we know is day in and day out grazing his cattle, or the cattle he's watching, on other people's fields. He's intentionally and knowingly doing an aveira. And it's mushrush in him. How can we compare somebody who just transgresses one time? So, Lemaisa, I think these two difficulties could very well have been the motivation as to why the Shulchan Aruch did not paskin fully like the Sefer Yireim. In terms of Halacha Lemaisa, it's noteworthy that you be aware of the fact that even though we may have, Baruch Hashem, explained the Shulchan Aruch's opinion, where he's holding and how he paskins, but Halacha Lemaisa, the Gros, and Roiv Achreinim paskin completely differently. Meaning, there's a tesis there in the Sugya, in the Veda Zohar, and Daf Chav Vav, Amen Aleph, who defines a brother simply as a descendant of Yaakov Avinu. If you are a brother, and if you are somebody who is coming from Jewish blood, that is what defines what a brother is. And therefore, he writes, we have a full chiyuv, not just reshus, but a full chiyuv to give tzedakah and to save the life of even a mumer l'teyavayim, as long as the lashon he mentions is he's mamin beikre hadas. If he's mamin beikre hadas, for example, ma'aseh b'reishis, one of the categories mentioned is somebody who makes kiddush, for example, on Shabbos. He obviously is mamin. So, to end off, l'chora, we have to discuss, we're holding by the days of the Gro. We have to bring ourselves up to today's modern age, the world we live in. The subject today is discussed by all the major poskim, because the world we live in is obviously a very different place than the time of Chazal. So let's say, sum up in a nutshell, because we are unfortunately running low on time, I think we should know that when the poskim are not too troubled to explain the elderly anti-Torah Jews who were brought up knowing about Hashem, Rahman al-Itzlan, knowing about Torah Judaism, and for various reasons selected to reject that all. Amin, somebody who is a min, who is a constant repeater of a virus and willfully gave up the way of Hashem, has the status of a Gentile. You're not allowed to cook for him on Yontif. You're not allowed to save his life, unless, of course, Darkei Shalom. You can lend interest to him, you can lend him with interest, etc., just to mention many laws that exist. But to the opposite extreme, we have the classic Tina Chinishpa of today's world. He wasn't raised by non-Jews in Rome or Babylon. We're talking about a Jew who was raised up by completely assimilated parents in Helena, Montana, for example, where Google Maps seemed to show they didn't even gyrus the Shiloh where the nearest synagogue, it was so far away, Lemaisa. But we're talking about people who grew up not even having a clue what the Torah is, what a Yid is all about, and not even realizing that they're shyach to the Jewish nation. I know this fellow, and I know many like him, because I've taught these people, and they come back. But you have to know one thing. These people are obviously clearly Tinoika Shinishbu because they haven't even had a taste and opportunity. The question goes into the people in the middle, the people who have exposure. You have to know where they're holding. Just to mention, in Eretz Yisrael, it's a little bit more difficult. I'm not saying halacha lemaisa because it's a very, very delicate issue, and obviously everybody has to ask his own rav halacha lemaisa. But we should know one thing. The biggest misconception that we have is even if a particular Jew cannot be judged, paskined as being a tinuk shenishba, he might be seen not as oinus, but rather mazed to the extent that he's not looking into and discovering what the Torah is all about. We have to know one thing for sure. Even if you're going to be machmir in halachas about his cooking, the wine he touches, etc., having the right attitude and approach to this Jew is extremely important. And I'd like to end off with just a few short words from the Chazon Ish himself, who says a very beautiful lashon of the Chazon Ish. He writes, "She'ein lanu laharachikum." It's not on us if we find somebody who is not a Torah observant Jew, even if he is guilty and he could be doing better. "Ein lanu laharachikum ela lekarvum." We have to bring them closer. "Ba'avisayis av," with chains of love. He writes, "Kedei shiyashuvu b'tshuva," in order that they come back and do tshuva properly. And these people do all come back, and we see it in our day and age. And may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help us that we have the right approach, and that we see all of Klal Yisrael, Bezras Hashem, Bekorov, being Mekani Mitzvah Hashem, and be Zeichas and Mekabel Pnei Mashiach Sikenu, be Mehera B'Yameinu, Amen. Amen.